Hello, everyone. Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com here. This is part 8 of our 2018 AVN Awards podcast series. Thank you for tuning in. I am Roger Pipe, an adult film critic for the better part of 20 years, at least a 12-year voter in the AVN Awards. This is our annual look at the Academy Awards of Porn. We break down every category, every nominee, talk a little bit about it. We don't give away our ballots very often, and we just have a discussion. Because I want it to be a discussion, I do welcome feedback. Raj at RogReviews.com is the best way. You can also hit me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe. Oh God, I actually said hit me on Twitter. I hate that. Also Facebook. As you can tell, I'm under the weather. We're getting ready to celebrate the holidays. So however you're celebrating, hope it's with loved ones and spreading a little bit of happiness around. We could all use it. So feedback is welcome. Try and keep it positive. The people on these lists are understandably excited and happy and honored, so let's keep it that way. We will be doing a fan voting podcast series to break down some of the favorites there, but for now, this is the critics list. You can follow along over at avn.com/nominees/awards. We're actually about halfway down now. Because we're halfway down, we're still going to talk a little bit. We have sponsorships available. If you'd like to have your site mentioned, your favorite star mentioned, whatever you'd like to have mentioned, if you just want to sponsor the podcast, that'd be great. $100 for everything in December and January. So probably about another 20 podcasts for $100, and half of that does go for a walk for a cure for Alzheimer's. I think we got all that stuff covered, so let's get started. Again, I'll probably end up clearing my throat a ton. I've just been super under the weather, hoping to get well for the holiday. All right, if you go down on the page, like I said, just about halfway down, we are Best Older Woman, Younger Girl Movie. So, again, we're hyper-niching everything. This is, the all-girl version of Best Ingenue Movie. Art of the Older Woman from Girls Way. If you've seen any Girls Way stuff, it's really nicely shot. Babes Illustrated, that is a long-running series. This is Lesbian Office Affairs 2. But Babes Illustrated has been around forever. They know how to do their stuff. Cougars Crave Kittens, 16 from Lethal Hardcore. Couple Seeking Teens, 21. Reality Junkies. I guess it's still an older woman, younger girl, but that's actually threesomes. So again, we talked in the last one a little bit about personal preference coming in a category like this. If you prefer threesomes to all girl, that movie might float to the top. Evil Couple Prowls Anal Teens, 2. Same thing there, Laywood. Mark and Francesca going after teens, tough to beat. I Kissed a Woman and I Liked It, Devil's Films, Kittens and Cougars 12, Zero Tolerance, another long-running series. Lesbian Adventures, Older Women and Younger Girls 10 from Sweetheart. Lesbian Experience, Women Loving Girls 2. A lot of these are, they seem to have been marketed and cast for this category. Because of the Lesbian Experience, a lot of these series have other sort of themes to them as well. Moms Bang Teens 22, Moms in Control 6 from Brazzers, Mother-Daughter Exchange Club from Girlfriends, that's been their long-running series, 46 of them now, and Stepmom Videos 9 from Bang Bros. This is individual movie. A lot of this is going to depend, too, on cast. If you like the cast, I'm going to admit I haven't seen all these yet. The all-girl stuff is kind of my least favorite. So I tend to get to it last. But I reviewed the first Evil Couple Prowls. Or some of the scenes from it. Evil Angel has changed the way they have us review. So it's website only and it's chopped up by scenes. So it's a little tougher to do the full movies. But that's really good stuff. I like the Couple Seeking Teens from Reality Junkies as well. Best Oral Movie. Hashtag My Face 3 from Archangels. Ariana vs. Chloe, 31 Cum Shots, Glory Hole Secrets. VIP stuff is interesting. It's a little raw around the edges. They have the public glory hole, porta-potty glory hole stuff that's just really sort of looks like security camera footage. This one's another good series. It's very specific, and like I said, it's pro-am raw around the edges. Bath Time Blowjobs from Desperate Pleasures, Brad Knight's Blow and Go Girls from Blaze Studios. We haven't talked about it, but there's so much more Focest in the list these days. It's really what's being shot all over. Deep Throat League 3 from Perf City. Facial Fantasy 2 from Johnny Darko. Darko's completely underrated and underrepresented on this list, in my opinion. He's a great shooter, and he shot some really, really good stuff here. Facialize 4 from Hard X. I Came on James Dean's Face 8. Mouth Service 2 from Arrows. My First Blow Bang from New Sensations. That was a nice movie. I got that right here, actually. I just finished it. Samantha Hayes, Melissa Moore, Kelly Carter, and Aurora Bell. William H.'s movie. Very nice. POV Mania 9 from Fallout. Superstar BJs from Spizo. Swallowed.com 8 from Swallowed. Thirst for Cum and Atomic. And Wet Food 8 from Darko. Here's the thing. Darko's got two movies in this category. They're both outstanding. I hope they don't cancel each other out because they're really, really good. Best Oral Sex Scene. Blowbar 2 from Perv City. And again, I think anytime you've got this, your personal preference is going to come in. How well you like the performers. Blowbar 2, Heather Lexi, Riley Reyes. Brad Knight's Blow and Go Girls, Christina Sin and Brad Knight. Dirty Girl, Jocelyn Kelly, Ricky Johnson. I just reviewed that yesterday as I'm going through this list because I like this category. It's good. Good scene. Nothing spectacular, but Jocelyn Kelly's really cute. Everything was nicely shot. It was good stuff. Facialized 4, Adria Fox, and Half of the Valley. Kind of tough for something like Dirty Girl. It was just a cute teen giving head to Ricky Johnson to a blow bang like that with Adria Fox. Fill My Throat from Pretty Dirty, Gina Valentina, and lots of guys. I Just Want to Suck You Dry from Jill Cassidy and Ike Diesel. Jessica Drake is Wicked, the blow bang with Ricky Johnson, Rob Piper, Isaiah Maxwell, and Dirk Huge. And you might notice they are black. That's a big deal because it was Jessica's first interracial. So that scene obviously stands out as an event scene. It was also really good. The art direction was gorgeous. The contrast was played up in the set, the costuming, as well as the sex. It was really good. Carly Gray's First Blow Bang. It's Carly Gray and a bunch of guys. Hot. Casey Warner Comes Over to Suck Boyfriend's Dick. I have not seen that one yet. That's on my list. My First Blow Bang from New Sensations. Just watch that. Melissa Moore. Was that my favorite scene in the movie? Probably, yes. I also really like the Samantha Hayes scene, but yeah, good choice there and a really good movie. Superstar BJs, Jessa Rhodes, Mark White. Jessa Rhodes is awesome. Now here's where we get it. Swallowed.com has a scene with Blair Williams and Sarah Vendela. Sarah Vendela giving head anywhere is award-winning. Throat and Tit-Fucking Teen, Anna Deville. Veronica versus Davina, 31 cum shots. Veronica Evlov, again, pretty amazing. And Vicky Chase gives us Therapeutic Suck Job from SwallowSalon.com. Vicky Chase, I think, has won the XRCO Award for Best Oral Sex Artist like 5 years in a row or something ridiculous. So she's always excellent. Have not seen that scene yet. I got to find that one. But again, it's going to be tough for a single blowjob scene to stand out versus things like the Melissa Moore blowbang or Carly Gray, and of course the Jessica Drake, which in addition to being a well-shot blowbang with one of the biggest stars in the industry, is also kind of an event and a big deal, and also happens to be really well done. Take a breath, slow down, man. I am fighting. I'm going for cold medicine as soon as we're done with this one. Best Orgy/Gangbang Movie. The Amazing Orgy 3 from Coldwater. Babysitter Orgy 2, Third Degree, Blacked Out 6, Devil's Films, Fuck the Orgy Edition, Gangbang Editions 32, Gangbang Her Little White Thang from Dogfart, Gangbang POV, Gangbanged 8, Hardcore Gangbang 2, Homecoming Orgy from Zero Tolerance, Interracial Double Penetration Gangbangs from Dogfart, Lay Wood Gangbang, Battle of the MILFs 2, that was really good. Two really, really good gangbang scenes. Mick Blue's Best Day Ever, Little Reverse Gangbang, My First Gangbang from New Sensations, and Whiteout 4 from Devil's Films. This is, again, I'm bringing it up three times now into podcast, but if you have a preference to one over the other, and I do, do the orgy movies get a fair shake? Are they going to be as good based on my personal preference? I think it's a little tough. In this case, there's some really good movies here, and I've watched several of these now recently. I like Blacked Out and White Out. You know, just depends on if you like your girls black or white. Good series from Devil's Films. I like both of those. I liked Homecoming Orgy. It was fun. My problem, by the way, with orgies is just it's really hard to follow the action. It just, for me, what inevitably happens is I'm more drawn to one performer or one pairing in the orgy. And then it takes away, for me, when we cut away from that action that I'm really looking for. Gang Banged 8 was really good. Like I said, the Leigh Wood movie is fantastic. So that's a good category. Best Parody. Yes, we are still doing Best Parody. That was originally taken out. That was something that I did talk about in an earlier podcast on my own. Also one with Kelly Shibari. Please listen to that one. We talked about the Best Parody. But in that same one, we also talked about the Best BBW and how to bring that category back. So that's a really great podcast with Kelly in as a guest host on that. I think you guys will like that. Browsers presents Parody 6 and 7. Dirty Cinderella Story from Girls Way. I've said for about a year, I think Girls Way is making some of the best features in the industry right now. They're well shot, they're thought out, well cast, and they're just really good. Gotham Girls from Anastasia Pierce. I have that one right. Where is it? There it is. Gotham Girls, Anastasia Pierce. Ladella Hahn, Anastasia Pierce, and Charlotte Stokely as Batgirl, Catwoman, and Harley Quinn. That one looks kind of fun. So I have not seen it yet, but I will. Hardcore Gangbang Parodies 3, Kink. Kink's done a nice job of putting sort of theme gangbangs together. Justice League XXX is an absolute juggernaut, and it is outstanding. Worthy of all the praise. Kristen Scott's Skip Day was fun. Miss Gray 2 Darker was very interesting. Certainly better than its mainstream counterpart. Parodies Awaken from Digital Playground. Power Bangers, Browser Parody. Rena Ellis Saves the World. Rogue One, a Fetish Parody. I think I have that one here too. I do. Rogue One, a Fetish Parody. That is Angela Summers, Anastasia Pierce, Melissa Jacobs. That looks pretty good too. I have some parodies to watch. Skankinado from Hustler, Star Wars Underworld from Digital Playground, and a very adult Wednesday Addams 2. Let's just be really honest. It would be almost inconceivable to think that anything besides Justice League is going to win. Axel spent a lot of time on this, cast it beautifully. The costumes are fantastic. It's really, really good. I'm going to watch the other ones. And I did like Ms. Gray. It did a lot with a whole lot less, obviously, and was a lot of fun to watch. I find it interesting that there's some more fetish parodies going on here. And I wonder if maybe the fetish part of the industry is still really sort of committed to telling stories in addition to their action. All right, well, we can do one more. Best polyamory movie. How exactly do they describe that one? I kind of feel like it's sort of a flavor of the month category. Title marketed as focusing on sex with a partner or partners outside of a committed relationship, encompassing those within the hot wifing, cuckolding, or swinger genres. Okay. So cuckold, hot wife, swingers type movies. Okay, so it doesn't necessarily have to have a plot. Now, Adventures with the Baumgartners did have a plot. I didn't like the movie, to be totally honest. I was really disappointed. I felt the first one was overhyped. This one, I was bored. It did do a good job of making me want to watch the next one because I think there's some interesting plot points coming up, but I didn't enjoy it. Cuck 'em All 2 from Devil's Films. Unfaithfully Faithful to Love, Honor, and Obey. That review should be going up any day now. Peter North with his wife Nadia. Several scenes. There's a strong, strong focus on his enjoyment of the play right next to her. So very much hot wifing. almost to the point where they're beating you over the head with it. It definitely falls into that genre, if that's what you're looking for. Forbidden Opportunity, Sweet Sinner, Hot Wife, Cream Pie, Zero Tolerance, A Hot Wife Blindfolded 3. That's been a good series from New Sensations. I like it. It's beautifully shot. It has, you know, a little bit of the kink play, and some big stars in it. I watch Black Men Fuck My Girlfriend's Asshole from Dog Fart. That pretty much tells you what that one's all about. Interracial Cuckold 2 from She Will Cheat. Kendra Lust Fucks Couples from Lust Army. That's always kind of neat to see that dynamic. Luck of the Draw from Adam and Eve. Share My Boyfriend 4, Sharing the Wife Couples Retreat. Swingers Getaway 2, Weekend at Cassidy's. Till Sex Do Us Part from Twisties. And Young, Married, and Available from New Sensations. Again, I think there's a chance here for this to be weighted. If you, wow, sorry about that, bumped the mic. If you like or dislike Cuckold, for example, that moves to the top or the bottom, and on a weighted ballot, it could make a difference. I think Adventure with the Baumgartners is probably the favorite in this category. Like I said, wasn't my favorite. I would take Young, Married, and Available over that. But, you know, there is a good story told in that movie. So that's it. Part 8 is in the books. We ran a little over the 15-minute time. Welcome your feedback. You guys know where to reach me. Roger@rogerviews.com or hit me. I did it again. Send me a message on Twitter. Sponsorships are available. $100. Half of that goes to a wonderful charity. And that'll get you mentioned beginning and end of these podcasts for the next 2 months. So drop me a line and I will let you know how to do that. That's about it. I'm Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. Again, it's holiday season. You know, reach out to someone you care about and let them know you're thinking of them. And if you got the time and the resources, there's people out there who need your help. And lots of great local charities. Just give of your time. If you can, give money. If you can't, give time. And if you can't do that, then just start at home then. And spread all the positivity and love you can. Thanks for listening. I'm Roger Pipe.